This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
We are back. We're awaiting Will Carroll now. We're going to get in contact with the injury expert. And we're coming to you, of course, from beautiful Hialeah Park. We're out here, the poker room. Let me see. I want to say there's like one table that's like half full. Every other table's packed. And what I love about this place, TV's everywhere. So you've got the windows right there. So you can actually play your blackjack. Okay. I'm sorry, your poker. And then you can go over to the windows in between, whatever, and wager on any of the races across the country. Okay? You've got food. They'll wheel it up to you. They'll give you a massage. If basketball games are on tonight, you can watch them while you're gambling. You can watch the XFL games tomorrow. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff going on, man. You know, you gotta love that, man. It's good stuff.
The balcony's actually pretty cool.
Yes, the balcony is awesome. I do love the balcony. They took it out, but they had poker tables there for a while at first. Yeah. Yeah, because they allowed people to be smoking and all that. But I don't think they had enough people. Cause that's the other thing. They don't smoke inside the casino. So you never have to worry. So if you go to other casinos that they're smoking, and, you know, listen, some people it doesn't bother them. Some people it bothers the heck out of them. So if you want to, like, gamble without anybody smoking next to you, you come to Hialeah Park. It's a smoke-free casino. All right, and downstairs, their slots, they have, like, 900 slot machines. Over 900 slot machines. And tonight, they'll have the DJ in the Flamingo Lounge, so you can bring that special someone, dance a little, have some great food, and then just gamble your brains out. And they've got the Champion Simulcast Center also on the second floor, but it's on the east side of the building, and it's also a really cool place. We were there for a whole month broadcasting. You heard the live action there. Those guys go crazy because obviously they're watching all the tracks across the country that are active. And they're wagering on all those tracks all over. So it's actually really, really cool.
They actually have, like Steve said several times, the best payouts on their slot machines.
Yes.
On in the state of Florida.
Yes, yes. It's all regulated. So, yes, they do have the best payouts. They have the loosest slots in town. So I've got two buddies of mine that are huge slots guys. Okay. I'm a blackjack craps guy. That's what I like doing when I go to Vegas. That's normally what I do. Obviously, nobody has craps here now, but in Vegas, that will be what I will do when I'm out there for the week of the draft. Some of you out there will catch me at some of the craps tables in Vegas during that week. That'll be a lot of fun. Craps is a lot of fun. It really is. We're awaiting Will Carroll, the injury expert, to join us here on the program and talk a little here about some of the important injuries in the world of sports. I'm not sure if some of you saw the story on the music side, just to give you a little bit of change of pace. David Lee Roth was talking about the road and being on the road and how it kind of wears you down as a musician, and then talking about Eddie Van Halen. And the article, it says, David Lee Roth on unforgiving touring life. And it says, it kills people. And listen to this, okay? Currently opening up for Kiss, David Lee Roth is wondering, in his first tour since Van Halen got off the road in 2015, is it the last time he'll perform? I'm calling it the last tour, he joked to the Star Tribune, and then underneath it in parentheses, unless it isn't. At my age, everything is a possible farewell tour. He added that the time he's put in taught him not to take anything for granted anymore. I'm a 40,000-hour man now, and I'm guessing the fellas in KISS are 50,000-hour men now. He said, with all those hours of work experience comes confidence, but also a good, healthy fear of what reality can bring for you. Consequently, an intense appreciation of being able to do what we do for a living. And I know a lot of people who hate what they do for a living, which is true. It's been a long, great trip, a long, great run, he continued. But this kind of music requires the kind of energy that people in their 20s bring. You know what the NFL stands for? Not for long. It's similar in rock. I remember the days when we would stand around and say, let's go have a cigarette. And that's what we did. Four guys having one cigarette. I remember those days. They go by fast. So enjoy them while you're in them. His decision to return to a solo career first with the Las Vegas residency and now on the Kiss tour came from having waited 5 years for another truck with Van Halen, and now it's time for me to shine. Roth refused to speculate on why the 2019 stadium tour he talked about never materialized. He only said, you know what I know, and admitted that he doesn't know about the health status of Eddie Van Halen. Ed, God bless him, may have a fair amount of time ahead of him, he said, but going out on the road is an unforgiving task. It kills people. I remember if you watched the movie The Dirt from Motley Crue, and the one moment where the manager goes to the record executive who was demanding them finish the album and get on the road already, he was like, you see those guys? Are you going to be responsible when one of them comes back in a body bag? And he was like, whatever, just get them on the road. Like, he didn't care. He didn't care if one of them died. Because the record company just wants you to get on the road, promote, sell the album, all that stuff. They don't care about you. You know? And it's a shame what's happened to Eddie Van Halen, man, that he hasn't been able to take care of himself. I give Dave a lot of credit. You know, Dave looks good for his age, the wear and tear, everything that he probably did in his life. He looks good overall. Now, his voice is, you know, pretty much shot, and he can't do the stuff that he used to and all that stuff. But he does physically, he looks obviously a lot better than Eddie has. You know, Eddie has had his moments, but, man, he's had a lot of down moments, man. What a shame. It's a real shame. And for those of you that love your rock and you love, you know, maybe Van Halen, and you've never had the opportunity to see Eddie live, I feel for you, because that's one of the great treats of all time, to be able to see Eddie Van Halen do his thing. And that's where I feel blessed that from the first time I saw him, which was the Fair Warning Tour in 81 at the Hollywood Sportatorium, that was my first Van Halen concert. I have been so blessed to have been able to have seen them, I don't know, I think it's like 10 times, 12 times or something, you know, and be able to see. And towards the end, the last couple times I went to concerts, I kind of knew David really wasn't, you know, his voice wasn't there anymore. But I went more because I wanted to see Eddie do his thing. And that's what I would have done with that stadium tour 2 years ago. If they would have had it, it would have been more about going to see Eddie. You know, if I go see Kiss, I'm going to go see Kiss, not really David. David will be the throw-in, you know. And it'll be – one thing I will say this, which will be fun, I know he won't sound great, but I've never actually heard David live sing his stuff. I never saw it. You ever saw solo David Lee Roth? I never saw that. Did you, Bill? Did you ever get to see David Lee Roth solo? I never saw him solo.
No, I did not.
No. That would have been cool, especially the first album with Stevie Vai.
Steve Vai. That would have been really Rose, cool, man. That, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been really cool in those days to see that, because that was a really good band, period. And, it's funny because I like a lot of his solo stuff. I don't think it's bad music. I think it's pretty decent music. It's not Van Halen, obviously, because I love Van Halen, especially old Van Halen is my favorite. But, all you ever hear about from bands is that touring is torture. as much as we might enjoy it as a fan base to see it, a lot of them don't enjoy the tour thing. In fact, I just read, I'll give you one. How about this? Richie Kotzen from the Winery Dogs. And that's one of those bands that I love, the Winery Dogs, because it's like a super band, three guys that get together. And on the Classic Metal show, Richie Kotzen, the guitarist and vocalist, was asked about the status of the Winery Dogs. I've got their first two albums. They're really good. Yeah, the power trio with Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater and Avenged Sevenfold, and Billy Sheehan, of course, from Mr. Big, Talas, and David Lee Roth, because Billy Sheehan, along with Stevie Vai, you know, again, great artist that David had with him. He said that the first record in 2013 was something that people responded at a level that I didn't think any of us were expecting. Well, it was a really good album. We really did get a lot of our heat off of that. And then, to be completely honest about everything, at that point, at the end of that and after the record, I wanted to go back and do whatever it was that I was doing before. Personally, at no point in my life have I ever sat around and thought, I want to be in a full-time band. I've never had that fantasy. I think a lot of musicians did. When I was young, I wanted to be Prince or David Bowie or Stevie Wonder. I just have a different DNA. I appreciate the stuff I did with the band Poison or Mr. Big or Stanley Clark. And, of course, the Winery Dogs was at the top because I had so much of my heart in that project. But after the first record, I personally felt that it was very grueling. The touring, we went all over the place, and it was go, 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 go. I'm not a big road dog. I can go on the road. I can do a month here, a month there, and that's how I like to do it when I'm solo. I'll do a month in Europe, and then I'll go home for 3 months, and then I'll go to South America for 3 weeks, and then I'll come home. I was really happy with the record, and I love the guys, but I didn't feel like I needed to stay on the road the rest of my life. So it's funny how, you know, I was reading these stories yesterday and how one was weaving into the other, because Roth was talking about how the road will tear you apart. And then I read this from Kotzen, and he's talking about the same thing, because I've talked with several artists about this over the years. I've had them on my shows. I've talked to them behind stage, whatever. Over the years, I've had a lot of access to them and to different artists, and they all tell you, touring is a bitch. And if you watch The Dirt, okay, there's a scene where Tommy Lee describes what touring is and how he would, you know, do the show, then the after party, then the after party, right? And then you'd walk into your room around 6 a.m. to get up and go travel right away to the next city. You know, and one time his manager handcuffed him to the bed so he would stay sleeping and not go out and get in trouble. And think about how bad that is. But your addictions and all that other stuff that you do gets worse on the road. That's what I'm told. And it's lonely because your family's not around. If you have family, your loved one is not around, your spouse or anything like that. That's Steve Perry. Steve Perry didn't want to be a rock star anymore. That's part of why Journey's no longer together, and now they have Arnel Pineda as their front guy. The other guys love touring. Jonathan Cain loves touring. Neil Sean loves touring. All these guys love touring. But Steve Perry was the one that did not want to tour. He could not stand it. He was tired of it. And it's funny because those of us that are music fanatics like myself, you know, you'll go see a band in multiple cities, because I've done it. I've done it 100 times where I go see a band, you know, two nights in a row in the same city, or I travel from one city to another. Hell, me and Bill, you know, a few months back, we did the Florida Triangle for Greta Van Fleet. We saw him in Miami. We drove up to Jacksonville. We went to Orlando, and then we came back down to Miami. Did that. I've done that so many times. It's blinding how many times I've done that. And we find it a thrill, but the artist, they hate it, man. Overall, most of them, not all. There's some that like it, but most of them, they get tired of the road. It's a really lonely place and a tiresome place. All right, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, the other way to reach out to us is on Twitter, at Big O Show. And, of course, right here on the YouTube chat board, Dougie Fresh says, oh, when will David Lee Roth say farewell tour? He is actually saying farewell tour, meaning he will soon be performing at your county fair. Yeah. Yeah. Revo 13 says, hot for teacher. I'm nervous, and my socks are too. Mike Monaco from the Bronx says, who's more fragile, Kyrie Irving or Big O's vinegar strokes? Is that what you... What does that mean, Big O's vinegar strokes? Mike, you got to help me out here. I don't know what that means. Is that like a joke? Am I missing something? Did you misspell it? Did you mispronounce what you were trying to say? I'm not sure. You're going to have to help me with that. Dominic Veluso, Tua injury update. I mean, well, if we get Will Carroll on, what happened? Nothing? What's the
Everybody's
deal?
Well.
Okay. So what? What did he say? He was going to call you back, or what's the deal, or what?
No response.
Oh, okay. Did you send him a text?
Yes, I did, sir.
Oh, I wonder if he's got the baseball thing. I wonder if this is a conflict now for him at this time. He kind of had an issue last week. I got to talk to him. All right.
I know that Severino's got a forearm issue, so Paxton is out. Severino is out.
Yeah.
Yeah. The MASH unit starts early.
We get on the accident. Says, I saw Roth, Bissonette, V, and Sheehan at the Sporto in the 80s, Bill and Simi. Greg Rowley hated touring. There you go. Most artists hate touring. They may not tell you publicly. Some will be brutally honest about it, but most of them won't tell you, you know, out there. But behind the scenes, they'll tell you. They do it because they have. And nowadays, wow, you can't sell your music. So you have to tour to make money now. You have no choice. Really screws you as it is. It's a difficult situation now in the music industry. That definitely is a real problem for acts nowadays, that they've got to really tour in order to make the money that they're supposed to make. I'm looking to see if there's no breaking news on the, we haven't seen anything. I don't know when the players will vote. I don't know if that goes on today. I mean, to get that many players in the vote in, I don't know if they can do it all in one day, but we'll find out. Okay, what else do we have here? Oh, the Chiefs, Eric Bieniemy turns down the Colorado job. I saw that, which I will tell you this. If I'm Eric Bieniemy, you did the right thing, my man. Okay? Colorado's a nice school, but you're going to be running your head into a wall over there. They're not going to provide you the resources that you need to be big-time football. And you know what it would be? It would be a shame if Eric Bieniemy went to college, because he has already positioned himself to be a head coach in this league. And he was a solid player in football. Obviously, he's turned himself into a really good coach overall. And you got a guy like Andy Reid pushing for you, you're going to get that opportunity. It's going to happen for Eric Bieniemy. It didn't happen this offseason. Hopefully next offseason it happens for him. And I think somebody might end up getting a really good young coach. When you see him on the sidelines, there's a lot of communicating going on when I see him in the sidelines. I like him. I would, if my team needed a coach and didn't have one and they hired Eric Bieniemy, I would feel pretty good about that, especially with the track record, obviously, that Andy Reid has developed with assistant coaches, which is just absolutely phenomenal. I think that's pretty cool. So I saw that news, and I'm glad. The other one that I saw that there's a little frustration, there's a concern, and I have no ties, don't know the man, never met him in my life, but I'm terrified for him. And that's Jordan Reed. Jordan Reed, I believe, let me read the story. I want to say 7 or 8 concussions. The Redskins released Jordan Reed on Thursday, parting ways with the often injured tight end to save $8.5 million against the cap. Reed, 29, missed all of last season with a concussion, his 7th documented head injury of his career. While this move was largely expected, it officially ends a 7-year journey between the two sides. On social media, Washington thanked Reed for his contributions. And here's my suggestion to Jordan Reed. I hope you've made enough money. I hope you've saved it, young man. Don't ever go back to football. I am terrified. This man is still under concussion protocol from last year. Okay? He's in concussion protocol for almost a year. Are you kidding me? That's why I say you're 29. You're so young, man. Give your body time to recover. Give your brain time to recover. You don't need this anymore. And the sad part is there are players, several of them in this league, that this is all they have. And once this is taken away, they have nothing else. I don't know Jordan Reed. I hope he studied something. I hope he develops another skill. I hope he has another skill. I hope he saved enough money from what he made. 7 years in the league, you've made some money. So I would hope that you would keep that money and save it, and maybe that'll take care of you in the future. But the last thing you need to do is ever play football again with 7 documented concussions, which you and I know that if he has 7 documented concussions, that guy probably has 12 or 14 concussions overall in his career. And as you all know, that I'm not enlightening any of you out there on this, these players that suffer multiple concussions, it becomes that much easier for you to get concussed on the next hit and the next hit and the next hit. And this is why it's so bad that it's lingered for a year. He should be banned in the NFL. We need to come up with some kind of a number already. There has to be a threshold. Do you really care about these players? 7? Should we even get to 7? And I know that if you go out and say, well, the line in the sand now is 4 concussions. On your 5th one, you will be banned from the NFL. You can no longer play in this league because of health issues. I know what's going to happen. Players are going to try to hide as many concussions as they possibly can. But you've got to do your own due diligence. You've got to keep track of players on the field. And when they look concussed, you pull them off the field and go check them. And document it. And once they get to that threshold, you've got to part ways because it's what's best for them. Forget the sport. That's the problem here. Everybody thinks about what's best for the sport. We got to do what's best for Jordan Reed. And what's best for Jordan Reed now is you're not allowed ever to come into the NFL again. And you need to be banned from playing football. Because Jordan Reed has no business taking a football field with concussions like that, with seven that we know of. Scary stuff, folks. Prayers for Jordan Reed, man. All right, let me tell you about VSS West Pines. Folks, are you looking for hookahs? They've got hookahs now. They've got so many hookahs. They're a great selection from $19.99 and up. They've got the Khalil Mamoun, the Egyptian-made one. When it comes to CBD, they are your home for great CBD products from flower to tinctures, edibles like chocolates, gummies, jelly beans, ice creams, women's face masks. My wife uses one like once a week now. CBD, tropicals, and salve for pain, transdermal patches, you name it, they've got it. And CBD, it's not a drug. It doesn't get you high, folks, but it'll help you sleep. It'll help you relax. It'll help for stress. It'll help for anxiety. It will help your dogs and cats. If they're a little too energetic and a little too wild, the CBD will calm them down, folks. Go 12397 Pembroke Road, VSS West Pines. Tell them that Big O sent you. They'll take care of you, I'm telling you. VSS West Pines on Instagram and Facebook. When we come back, we'll talk to Steve Calabro, the casino manager here at Hialeah Park.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit. Offers end 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground. And truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer. Any offer. And you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
Hupri on 2019 RAV4, not 30,000, 19,775. Hupri on 2019 Camry LE, not 26,000, 17,775. Hupri on 2019 Corolla LE, not 22,000, 12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730, while mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows. Call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home, but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
The world's biggest band is coming twice. Metallica. Headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. The weekend of May 8th through the 10th. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now. The one, the only, Metallica. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com.